There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
On the UB Sports Network from Learfield, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to UB Football Insider. We are at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. We'll be live with you for the next hour talking UB football. Head coach Lance Leipold will join us for our second segment. He is just wrapping up practice on campus. Coming up throughout the show, obviously a lot to talk to Lance about: the incredible, amazing, emotional back and forth win over Florida Atlantic on Saturday. We'll talk about this coming Saturday's MAC opener against Kent State. We'll get an update from Coach on the injury situation as it relates to quarterback Tyree Jackson. We'll talk with senior defensive tackle Chris Ford. He'll join us live here to talk about how well the defense is playing. Got a lot to touch on here in the next hour. It's a beautiful night in Western New York. The patio is open here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It is Buffalo's original pizzeria, so we're talking football. We've got beautiful weather. We're at a place with great food. What more could you ask for? I know what we could ask for. Another visit from our buddy Mr. Mack. It is Brian Wolf here, Associate Director of Athletic Communications, to get us kicked off here on UB Football Insider. We do this every week with Brian to get an update on how the Mid-American Conference guys are doing around the NFL. And if you pay attention to the league and you pay attention to the draft, there are always Mid-American Conference guys that are emerging as outstanding NFL players, and Brian, you are always here to give us the update. And I guess the first update is the three guys that were leading the major statistical categories a week ago are still doing it.
Yeah, not only are they still doing it, they're extending on their lead, no more so than Kareem Hunt, who had another outstanding game yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs against the Chargers. He broke off a huge run at the end that kind of cemented the win for the Chiefs. So he's got 401 yards through three games. The next guy, the number two guy on the list, has 288 yards rushing. I mean, we're talking over a 100-yard lead just 3 weeks into the season, which is just unbelievable. And, of course, Antonio Brown doing what he does every week, and he's leading the league in receiving. And then Jatavius Brown from Akron, still the leading tackler for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Just amazing to think that Mid-American Conference guys leading the league in rushing, receiving, and tackling. It's amazing. Every week we get another Kareem Hunt stat. He had another 50-yard run. He is now just the ninth player since 1950 to record 100-plus scrimmage yards in each of his first three NFL games. And those of us that have had a chance to see Kareem Hunt, and although he hasn't played the Bulls since his freshman year, he had over 100 yards rushing in that game. You could just tell that this was a guy that was special and really had a chance to do some amazing things.
Yeah, I mean, he dominated the MAC. You know, he was, and that's a hard league to be dominating since your freshman year. But I think he did it, and everybody knew who he was. Every NFL front office knew who he was, and you know, maybe he didn't have all the measurables that put him in the first round or so, like a Corey Davis or a Cleo Mack, but you know, he knew, and I think a lot of the front office guys knew that once he got into camp and got a chance, he was going to make something happen. And then, you know, a guy gets injured, he has to step up, become a starting running back from day one. He fumbles on his first carry in the NFL. And then since then, he's just been unbelievable.
All right. Well, in that game, Kareem Hunt did all those things against San Diego Chargers. Of course, Brandon Oliver from UB is with the Chargers. And Bo's opportunities may be increasing in the coming weeks because of an injury to the Chargers starter, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon, been banged up with some knee injuries. I think then he hurt his foot a little bit in that game. So Bo got a lot of opportunities yesterday, and it was a struggle for the Chargers offense, I think, all around. But, you know, Bo did what he did. He had a couple nice runs. I mean, the announcer was kind of always talking about his pad level, how he gets low, and they don't know how he gets all those extra yards. He's born low. Yeah, he just sneaks his way, you know, under some of the tacklers. And, you know, I think he's one of Philip Rivers' most reliable options, you know, receiving now. Is when he comes out of the backfield, he gets a lot of looks. You know, some of the throws were a little off, and you didn't have the best game receiving, but you know, he's definitely one of their top options. And if Melvin Gordon stays banged up, you're going to see a lot more of Brandon Oliver.
So that'll certainly be something to watch for as the week goes on with the Chargers. Well, meanwhile, Bo's buddy, West Coast up the coast buddy, Khalil Mack, was on the East Coast last night, and I was really excited and fired up to watch the game. I've become a Raiders fan because of Khalil, and we just don't get a chance to see Khalil all that much. And he did what he usually does, which is a sack, double team, triple team. That seemed to me like almost every time the Redskins ran the opposite direction of Khalil, but obviously it wasn't the kind of game Khalil and his Raiders expected to have.
No, there were not a whole lot of things that went well for the Raiders yesterday. Khalil being one of the things that did go well for him. He had 8 tackles. He had the sack, which put him in a tie for 9th place in Raiders history already for career sacks. That was his 31st career sack, putting him in a 3-way tie for 9th. He's got a ways to go to be number one. That's 107.5 sacks from Greg Towson. So Khalil's got some work to do, but you know, I mean, 31 so far in that career is not too shabby.
Well, was there a yell at the TV moment for you like I had last night when they were actually talking about Khalil? And Al Michaels is one of my favorite broadcasters. But when Al Michaels makes the comment, like, how did this guy ever get away from all those Florida schools? Were you yelling at the TV because you know the story like I know the story?
Well, I don't know that I was yelling at the TV because I feel like I've heard that question so many times.
Well, I would think Al would have asked that question and would have gotten the answer, and all Al needed to do was call any of us, and I have some connections to that broadcast that I could have easily forwarded that information on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you would think Al Michaels would know that. I'm sure it's in the Raiders media guide. I'm sure the Raiders PR guy knows that story because he's probably told it a million times, you know, ever since Khalil joined the team. But yeah, you know, sometimes you still hear it and you're like, all right, Al, you know, here, you know, you gotta know the story. Tell the story.
Tell the story,
you know,
that
for,
he was
for the
hurt
people that,
his
that
junior
haven't heard
year
yet.
Of high school, and he didn't play his junior year because he got hurt playing basketball, and he was 210 pounds at the time, and he wasn't the Khalil Mack that we know, and that's kind of how he wound up in Buffalo, and certainly proved all those guys down there wrong that they didn't see what the Bulls coaches saw.
Yeah, it was actually funny that, you know, you mentioned his size. John Fuller and I were talking about this morning. We were looking at the app on the phone, Time Hop, and from 5 years ago, this picture pops up of Khalil Mack during our Tuesday media luncheon, I think previewing a UConn game. And there's Khalil Mack, you know, during his junior year, and he just looks so young. And, you know, now you look at him on that TV, and it's hardly even recognizable that it's the same guy.
Yeah, so obviously Khalil disappointed with the effort of the team, but continuing to do what he does. And, you know, and again, Mack guys continue to shine. Ben Roethlisberger, a tough loss for the Steelers with Antonio Brown yesterday. And I don't think Corey Davis, the Western Michigan kid, even played very much. But Mack guys all over the place, and that's what's fun. That's what's fun about being in this conference and the opportunities for fans in Western New York to get out and see these guys with their own eyes. And I think we talked about it on last week's show. Next Bulls home game against Western Michigan, go out and watch Western Michigan because you're going to want to see Darius Phillips because you can see him in the NFL next year.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player, and Northern Illinois has some excellent players that you're going to see the following week. I mean, they obviously had a big win on the road. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that have caught the NFL's eye that are playing for Mack schools right now, and there'll be a few of them that not only play for the Bulls, that you see in UB Stadium every week, but a couple of that will be coming in on the opposing teams.
All right, another good job there, Mr. Mack. Well done.
All right, thanks, Paul.
He is Brian Wolf, the Associate Director for Athletic Communications for UB, taking us through the Mack guys in the NFL. Brian's main duties at UB involve the basketball team, and Bulls fans, you want to mark your calendars for the annual basketball flash sale. It is this coming Wednesday, the 27th. All single-game tickets are just $12 for men's and $7 for women's games in this one-day-only sale. It's your first shot at getting the best tickets at the best price for games such as Canisius, St. Bonaventure, and the ever-exciting Mack schedule. For more information, call the UB ticket office at 877-UB-THERE or visit UBBulls.com. Don't miss any of the action inside Alumni Arena this year. Get your tickets and make it loud. When we return on UB Football Insider, Bulls head coach Lance Leipold joins us. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road in Williamsville. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria, and we return in a moment. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York. 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS. NMLS number 92181. As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables are dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
That was a little bit of the audio from the celebration in the locker room following the Bulls' 34-31 win over Florida Atlantic on Saturday. Welcome back to UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria, and I'm now joined by the man who was leading that celebration, who, by the way, you got excellent air on some of your leaping there as part of the celebration.
That's because Chris Ford, who just walked in, scared me, and I was like, so I jumped a little higher after the game.
If you get a chance, go to the YouTube channel, the Bulls YouTube channel, and you can see the video clip, and you can judge for yourself based on Coach Leifold.
I got hops.
You had hops. And what a cool moment it was. There was such an incredible feeling of the emotional release of a difficult, hard-fought win that had so many different elements to it. It was neat to be able to see that from your players and from you as well.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, these guys have worked so hard, and it's been a long road. It's been frustrating at times, and you know, there's, you know, a lot of times there's things that happen, and you don't just because you work hard doesn't guarantee success, and that's life. And our guys have worked extremely hard, but it's great to see when they do continue to work hard and success is obtained on that night that you have a chance to enjoy it a little bit, and I'm glad for our guys and our coaches.
Yeah, I know you felt it. I know the players felt it. I think everybody in UB Stadium felt just what an intense game it was, and certainly the emotion part of it was there. When you see Tyree Jackson get hurt, he's such a dynamic kid, a dynamic player. Any quarterback is always going to be that. So when he gets hurt at the end of the half, it was a moment where you didn't know what was going to happen, and I guess we can start by talking off, is there any update 2 days later on Tyree's health at this point?
Well, yeah, and I think, first of all, Paul, it's, you know, the quarterback position in the game of football is what it is for its, you know, its notoriety, its importance, its leadership. But really, when any player gets hurt, you know, when you see it, and, you know, whether it be in fall camp, you know, we've had players go down the first day of camp and they spent all summer working out. So to deal with disappointment and crushing of you know, dreams at least temporarily is tough at any time. But to see, you know, Tyree and everything that's kind of been going as it was for our program and stuff, to see that happen, yeah, it kind of makes everybody kind of, you know, kind of sit back from, you know, and, you know, miss a breath there or something. But, you know, it was tough. So right now, you know, we're still in a situation with him that, you know, the first set of tests have been negative, and it's going to be a day-to-day situation till we get a little bit further down with our medical staff. And, you know, right now I kind of say it can be a game-time decision, and at least for this week, and we move on from there.
All right, well, certainly that's maybe more encouraging than fans might have thought when they saw it. So the other encouraging part is, every team has a backup quarterback, and sometimes you have faith in them and you know what they can do, and sometimes everybody's wondering, and we've heard so many good things from you about Drew Anderson, but outside of a few practices, most of us hadn't had a chance to see him in action, and all of a sudden he gets thrown into a tie game like that, and he completes his first six passes. I want you to talk about, you know, your faith in him, what you've seen from him, and the way that he responded.
I didn't even realize that he completed his first six until you said it. I don't always look at it that closely, and Paul, but that's impressive. But I think if you talk to the guys and you watch, there wasn't a sense of panic because they've seen Drew from the spring. You know, he got to play one play last year. He was in for one single play. And then there's a guy who worked extremely hard in the spring, had a very, very good spring. I thought he had a great camp. You know, as a head coach, I probably made a mistake of not just forcing him in, you know, even in the middle of the drive against Colgate, not knowing we're going to take up 10 minutes. I should have got him in the game then because he deserved to be in the game. And then he gets a chance, and, you know, you saw his poise, the calmness, and he just went out and played well.
And the touchdown throw to Anthony Johnson really was not only the play of the game, but the deciding mm-hmm. play of the game, and a gutsy call for you and your coaching staff to throw at that point, mm-hmm. And just a perfectly executed play. So if anybody had any doubts about Drew, you put the game on his shoulders, and he responded with Anthony on that play.
Yeah, and a lot of that was Jim Zabrowski and his confidence in him, you know, to go ahead and throw it. You know, the thing was, if we run the ball and the way they were bringing pressure and that, all, you know, we're going to run the ball, take off five more seconds, and then they're going to burn their last time out but have more time, and we're only up six. And let's face it, there were times they were moving the ball pretty quickly. And, you know, really all that was going to do was, even, you know, we either make it if we don't make the field goal or something happens, a field goal tie, you're still going to get beat by a touchdown. So, you know, and that's kind of things that we were talking about on the sideline, what we're going to do, and we just said, hey, we're going to go for it. And, you know, and those two things, as you look with Drew, I can remember being in my office during the summer, and every now and then he can look out, you know, where my office is, and you see some guys working out, and you kind of peek just to see who it is. I saw Drew and AJ, you know, working during the summer on their own and doing those things. And, you know, so it wasn't just like, you know, he's the backup and he never got to work with those guys. You've seen us practice in fall camp. You see how we have two huddles and working a lot of guys. So the reps have been there, and it's great to see it pay off for him.
So it's two wins in a row now, an incredibly emotional and satisfying win. Now you shift the gears from the non-conference part of the season to the MAC season, and that's the opener coming up on Saturday at Kent State. So give me a sense of, at this sort of natural dividing line, where you feel like your team is at.
Well, as I told our team this afternoon, you know, it's been exciting to watch their progression so far and be rewarded with victories these last 2 weeks. And, you know, you look at, in the 3 years we've been here, at least, I would say it's our most consistent, solid non-conference performance as a large body of work. And so I'm very, very pleased with that. And again, even as we've battled injury, besides Tyrese, we've had to move some things around and do things, and our guys have never wavered in their confidence and going about it. We went on the field for about an hour today, and again, very pleased with the way they went about it as we get ready for MAC season, because again, everybody's starting over again.
Yep, they are. It's 0-0 in the MAC. The Bulls get their first crack at a MAC opponent on Saturday. We'll talk about Kent State. I'm also going to tell you which category the Bulls lead the nation in. That is when we return. It's UB Football Insider from Learfield.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Parents, sign your children up for the Junior Bulls Kids Club. For just $30, Kids Club members receive free admission to all UB Athletic home games, invitations to special events, official t-shirt, membership card, and more. The Kids Club is available for children 8th grade and younger, but can be fun for the entire family. Join today and cheer on the Bulls all season long. Look for the Kids Club link on ubbulls.com.
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider. We are at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Don't forget, they've got the 1927 special medium pizza and a mini pitcher of Santora's 1927 Amber Ale. And you can upgrade that to a large for an additional $10, all for $19.27. The patio here is rocking on this 90-degree day in western New York. It's like Green Bay, Wisconsin weather here today, isn't it?
I saw yesterday, I had a friend text me from the game there in Lambeau. It was the hottest game ever there. So, yeah, who says these places are cold, right?
I don't know. I mean, this is amazing. It's supposed to continue for a couple of days. With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, as we continue to recap the win over Florida Atlantic and get you ready for this Saturday's game against Kent State, your team, Lance, leads the nation in pass defense, number one in the country. Give me a sense of what has worked so well for that.
Well, I think we've played played the pass really well. I think it's going to come a big part of, believe it or not, it's probably the way our front has played, you know, and I know we're going to have Chris on here in a little bit. I think it all starts up there. The Army game, you're going to get a run-dominated, you know, philosophy from them. But, you know, when you play Minnesota and doing other things there, I think, there's plenty of shots for people to think that, and much like Florida Atlantic starting the game, where people could take deep shots and try to create explosive plays in the passing game, and I think we've done a nice job to date of playing that.
Well, the interesting stat to me on all that is you've only given up four plays, pass plays of 20 yards or more all season. Three of them in the opener, none in the next two games, only one. Yes, that's Coach banging on the table and knocking wood here.
Yeah.
So the pass defense has limited the big plays. One thing we do want to mention before we get into Kent State, your kicker, Adam Mitchison, the Mackey Special Teams Player of the Week, two very clutch field goals, including that 42-yarder that came in the fourth quarter. Adam had not hit one over 40 yards all season, but now he's hit five in a row.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, to get your kicker in a good groove. He's very talented, and to see him, he kind of gives me the yard lines where he feels, and I probably stretched him a little bit, and I said, but I was confident enough. I thought the wind was still enough that it wasn't going to affect him either way, but I thought he had an excellent day. And the thing about it too, Paul, is he had three touchbacks on kickoffs, and that doesn't always happen, especially in our stadium. So for him to do that at certain times, you know, the game, as I told our team real quickly, I know we're up against time here a little bit, but when they took the lead 17-14, we then took the ball for the 6.5 minutes left in the half to get the field goal. And that was after Tyree got hurt. So we took the momentum back at
right.
least and neutralized it going into halftime. And by making that first field goal was definitely a big part.
All right, it's time for our keys to the game. They're presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. And the game this week is a 3:30 kickoff at Dick Stadium in Kent, Ohio, against the Kent State Golden Flashes. Coach, they come in with a 1-3 record, but that bears explaining because the three losses have come to Clemson, Louisville, Marshall by a combined score of 119-6. So they've played an incredibly difficult schedule. So how do you get a feel for really who they are when you, I don't know what you draw from a game against Clemson or Louisville this past week?
Well, I probably, before we talk about that, I should probably thank our administration for not scheduling the national champs and the Heisman Trophy winner, I guess, like they had to go play. So when you play that type of talent, obviously you're going against the top in the country. So it's hard to get an evaluation where they're really going to be in the MAC. Marshall's a good team, used to be a MAC member, but they're an excellent defense. Their corner, Demetrius Monday, leads the nation in interceptions. I've been impressed with their defense in all 3 years that I've been here. Is that they're physical up front, athletic, and Paul Haynes has a defensive, you know, background, a defensive back coach. He does a great job with them, and he puts a lot of pressure on those guys because he play a lot of man coverage with them, put pressure on you that way. Offensively, you know, they've had quarterback injuries as well, but they've come up with an option attack and being very multiple that they cause a lot of problems, and they have good speed on the perimeter.
Speaking with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, we are here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road for UB Football Insider. Well, you mentioned quarterback. The quarterback that Bulls fans may remember from last year that had the big rushing game, Nick Holley, out for the season, hurt his knee. Yeah. So they've gone to a more of an upperclassman by the name of George Bolus, and then now they've started to play a freshman by the name of Dustin Crum, who I guarantee you some point during the game I will call Denny Crum, the old Louisville basketball coach. But so now there's the potential that you'll see their third different starting quarterback in five games.
And George played against us 2 years ago down there, and as we know, last year, I think Kent got off to a great start against us with some huge plays in the first quarter and really pulled away from us on the field and on the scoreboard. You know, just unfortunately, we never got on track. So, this team will grab our attention. We've got to get ready for either quarterback that's going to play, but they're playing a lot of running backs. They use receivers with reverses and other fly sweeps, and they're going to try to stretch in. They have good speed. They have good speed on the outside, and again, it's going to be a good test because, you know, like you said, the non-conference part's over. They know that this is a chance for them to start fresh, so be a big challenge down there.
That's a 3:30 kickoff at Kent State on Saturday. We'll be on the air with our pregame show here on ESPN 1520 at 2:30. Well, before we let you go, Coach, I want to ask you a little bit about our next guest, who just happens to be from not very far from Kent State, so I'm sure he's going to have a good family showing there in the stadium. But Chris Ford, the senior defensive tackle, going to join us for our next segment. Tell me a little bit about the way Chris has played this year.
I couldn't be more pleased the way Chris has evolved, and he's playing excellent football for us. He's become a leader. You know, Chris is a guy that's going to get some attention from people about for next year, the way he's been playing and moving. And I you know, one of the first things I think about with Chris is really the first day of second semester last year. And Chris, we had our team meeting, and Chris came into my office, and I pulled him in. We were talking about things and you know, kind of what I was asking him to step up in leadership and doing some things. And he told me he had come into town the night before on Saturday and came into the football office, and some doors were open, and he went in the room, and he just went in and started watching film. And that right then told me that he was on a mission to make his senior year the best year possible, and he's really done that, and it's really showing up for us in a lot of ways this year.
That's why you leave some doors open over the football office, right?
That's right.
All right, Coach, hey, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck on Saturday. Look forward to seeing the gang on the road and keeping the momentum going as you go for a third straight win.
Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bulls head coach Lance Leipold here on UB Football Insider. When we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, the aforementioned defensive tackle Chris Ford will join us. We'll learn a little more about who he is and what he is when we return. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
This is Buffalo's home for ESPN Radio, 1520 AM, WWKB Buffalo.
The UB football team returns to UB Stadium October 7th in a matchup versus defending MAC champions Western Michigan University. Kickoff is at 3:30. It's the annual homecoming game, so wear your blue and white and come cheer on your Bulls. For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to bullsblueandwhite.com for more information.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach.
Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, great food, great people, great beer.
The Hyatt Regency in downtown Buffalo is the perfect place for your parents to stay when they come to visit you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo is located within walking distance to over 50 restaurants and clubs and has great amenities like a 24-hour fitness center, free Wi-Fi, and a full-service spa on property. It's perfect for your parents and just far enough away from UB to eliminate those unannounced morning drop-ins on you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo.
The UB football team returns to UB Stadium October 7th in a matchup versus defending MAC champions Western Michigan University. Kickoff is at 3:30. It's the annual homecoming game, so wear your blue and white and come cheer on your Bulls. For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. As we continue UB Football Insider, my name is Paul Peck. And my special guest in just a moment here is Bulls senior defensive tackle Chris Ford. Want to remind you that the Iron Man cards are still available here at Santora's. Every time you come in to watch an NFL football game, you get an Iron Man card. You get it punched, and the more punches you have, the more eligible for all kinds of prizes that you are. The Iron Man cards rolling for the next 8 weeks here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. You got NFL games on Thursday, on Sunday, on Monday. We got a Monday night game tonight, Dallas and Arizona. So this is the place to come hang out here at Santora's. Well, I mentioned our guest is Chris Ford, Bulls senior defensive tackle from Medina, Ohio. Welcome to UB Football Insider, Chris. Well-deserved honor for all the outstanding play that you've been putting on the board so far this year.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, we want to get everybody a chance to get to know a little bit about Chris, and we'll start with your hometown. Tell everybody a little bit about Medina, Ohio, and as I mentioned, not very far from Akron and Kent, so these are kind of, you're going to get two kind of quasi-home games this year, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I like, you know, I love Medina, you know, I grew up there, all my friends there, family, you know, stuff like that, but yeah, not too far away from Kent or Akron, you know, used to go to a lot of Akron Arrows games, they're not the Arrows anymore, but used to go to a lot of Akron Arrows, like semi-pro baseball,
right.
And yeah, my sister goes to Kent, so this is going to kind of be like a
rather interesting little internal Ford family battle here Saturday, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, it will be.
All right, Medina, Ohio was once voted one of the 40th most desirable places to live in the country. Tell me why.
There's got to be
something fun about it, right?
I love Medina, but I don't know why 40th most desirable place to live.
One of the 40
one
most desirable.
One of
yes.
them. Ah, wow, that's crazy. I don't know. The people there are they're really nice. You know, it's you grow up when you grow up and you have friends like. You kind of know their like you become really good friends with their family, and then you know you go out somewhere and you could see 5, 10, you know, 15 different people you know. So it's a good community, and so maybe that's why the people, you know.
Why not? Good enough reason as any. Speaking with Bulls defensive tackle Chris Ford, there are some famous people from Medina, Ohio. Maybe at least in the Bulls world, the most famous would be your ex-teammate Mason Schreck now with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, shout out Mason.
You know, you guys spent a lot of time together, right?
He
helped you come here. I'm sure you guys rode back and forth a lot, right?
Oh, of course. Actually, when I started to get recruited by them, I was on the phone. I'd be talking to Mason, you know, asking him, how's the school? What's it like? You know, he had nothing but great things to say, and he was actually my host on my official visit. And, you know, for the first couple years, actually until he graduated, me and him, we rode back and forth, you know, on our breaks or, you know, whenever we had time to go home. And, you know, and we also work out together and train back at home together. So, you know, yeah, we spent a lot of time together. He's a good dude. You know, loves football, and you know, he was a great mentor for me actually in the whole recruiting process for Buffalo, and you know, playing football. So, you know, shouts out to Mason.
All right, that's great. Mason, of course, on injured reserve with the Bengals after being drafted last year. Kyle Juszczyk of the 49ers, an NFL guy from your hometown. Bobby Rahal, the famous auto racer, IndyCar racer from your hometown. Yeah. And maybe a little more to your generation and time period would be Ryan Dunn from the Jackass movies.
Yeah, he went to Claggett Middle School. And I used to live on the same street as that middle school about a year and a half ago.
So you never saw a guy like running into like signposts and things like that?
No. But
he was in training for the show.
They do like class pictures, and his pictures was up in Claggett for a while. So yeah, people back at home, they actually really like those movies, like the Bad Grandpa, the Jackass, the Wild Boys or whatever, that, you know, where they mess with animals and stuff. They actually really enjoy those stuff.
All right. See, you know, fame can take you in all kinds of different directions. Yeah. Speaking of fame, in 2013, you were the National Underclassman Strong Man for the state of Ohio. Tell me what that award was.
So it was, I was at a combine, I believe, and it was a bench test, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 185. You had to do 185 as many times as you can. And I think I did it like 30 plus sometimes. I really don't remember. I just did it the most out of all the kids that were there. So that helped me get that accolade. But yeah, it didn't feel that heavy, you know, until I actually got done. Like when I was done, I was pretty heavy. But.
Well, you're a big guy, so that's not unexpected. All right. And the last thing is we get to know Chris Ford, Bulls defensive tackle. I am told, and Lance is the one who said, you got to ask Chris about aliens. So now does that mean that I have to ask you whether you believe in them? Do you know any? What kind of question am I supposed to ask you about aliens?
I mean, of course I believe in them. And, you know, what do you ask about aliens? They could be anywhere in here right now, shapeshifters.
Here at Santora's?
They could be. You could never know. They watch us in our sleep. Don't let anyone tell you differently. They're all around.
So. This is something you believe? Is this, have you talked to your teammates in the locker? Is this a locker room conversation too?
I believe it. And, you know, I'm getting some of my teammates to come around. But, like Jarrett, he thinks it's, you know, complete bogus. You know,
he's an electrical engineer. Yeah, Jarrett Franklin, he's a numbers guy, right?
You know, and every time I start talking about this stuff, he just kind of shakes his head. Damone just thinks I'm insane. Most of the D-line thinks I'm insane, but maybe one day they'll understand.
All right. Well, speaking of which, you and whether they think you're insane or not, you guys have been insanely good. How about you like that transition there?
Yeah, that was
huh?
Nice.
The defensive line is playing great. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chris about the defensive line, about the test against Kent, and certainly about the win over Florida Atlantic. It's UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. Bulls senior Chris Ford back for another segment when we return to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team the MVPs of real estate at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPointTeam. The TriPoint Team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Back to UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It is Buffalo's original pizzeria. They got the $14 domestic buckets of beer going here and every night this week, and the patio is rocking on this beautiful 90-degree day here in Western New York. But we're already thinking basketball because the basketball season for UB is not that far away. We want you to mark your calendars for the annual basketball flash sale. It's coming up this Wednesday. All single game tickets are just $12 for men's, $7 for women's on this one day only sale. It's your first shot at getting the best tickets at the best price for games such as Canisius, Bonaventure, and the ever-exciting MAC schedule. For more information, call the UB ticket office at 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. Continuing with Bulls senior defensive tackle Chris Ford, are you a basketball guy? You like going to the games? You play a little basketball?
I do enjoy going to the Bulls games. I am a basketball fan. I am not good at basketball. I will tell you right now, I am not one of
those. You're the only Bulls football player who will not admit that they're good at basketball.
I'm the only player on the team that will admit that I am not good at basketball. I could hardly play defense for basketball, and my shot is terrible. I have a good form for free throws, and that's really it. That's why I play football.
Love the honesty from you, Chris. Love it. All right, a couple quick questions about the game Saturday, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Kent State game coming up. But, you know, you and I talked briefly in the commercial break. You know, I said to you, it was such an emotional game, the way you guys won it, the way you fought. But I thought that the moment of the game was at halftime, and right before halftime, you see your starting quarterback go down on an injury. That's the kind of thing that can sort of take the life out of any team. So I want you to tell everybody what happened at halftime that you guys were able to sort of compose yourself. And I felt like the three and out that you guys forced on defense on the first drive of the third quarter really set a tone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, so, you know, seeing Tyree go down, you know, that's never anything you want to see. You don't want to see any player go down on either side of the ball, you know, especially the way he did. But, you know, I got to give credit to our coaches. They have pushed adversity on us, you know, for, you know, over the past 2 years, you know, respond. The big thing is, how do you respond? How are you going to come back? If the other team gets a first down on third and long, respond. And, you know, I think what we did when we went back into that locker room, we made a choice that we were going to respond. It was no, oh, you know, Tyree's hurt, this is this, you know, they scored 17. You know, it was, we could win, we're going to win, let's go out, let's make a statement, and let's respond. And those words really rallied us together, and I seen something in that locker room during halftime I've never seen since I've been here. And we came out, you know, hype, we had the energy, we had the momentum, and we did get a big three and out stop. And, you know, that's something that, you know, you have to take notice of, because, you know, last year we struggled, you know, stopping teams on, you know, coming out of the half. If defense had to start, we had a hard time. You know, they would normally score within, you know, their first possession or, you know, first couple plays. And you really got to take credit to, you know, the coaches and, you know, everybody buying in, because we got a three and out and then went back and we got another three and out. And that's huge. That's what you have to do. That's how you win games, you know. And being able to do that coming right out of the locker room, having that energy, because you seen when Tyree went down, FAU, you know, they got hyped, their whole sidelines jumping and screaming, and, you know, we brought it to them, and we took the energy away, and that's how you win. That's how a team comes together. And, you know, I was excited to see that, and it gives me all the confidence in the world for the rest of the season, because I know we could do that every single game.
All right, so you got some momentum going now. Two wins in a row. Now you start the Mid-American Conference schedule against the Kent State team on Saturday that struggled early in the year, that's trying to figure out their quarterback position. They've struggled to throw the ball. Give me a sense of what the win over Florida Atlantic can sort of lead you into this MAC schedule on Saturday's game.
You know, I think the confidence that we could, you know, that we're going to take from FAU is, we came out and we played a full game. We played first half and second half, not how we did last year. We'd only play, a half or, you know, a quarter. And we're going to take that confidence into Kent, and we're going to play four quarters of football. And I'm, you know, I respect Kent. You know, they have a good O-line. They've played some tough opponents. The QB's young, but, you know, he has some talent, so, you know, we gotta do what we do. We can't worry about what Kent does or what plays they're gonna. We gotta worry about what we run, how we run it, and just go out there and execute. Because if we do our job, you know, everything will fall into place.
One of the most improved parts of the Bulls game, particularly on defense this year, has been your play against the run. And I know you probably weren't happy about some of the runs that you gave up against Florida Atlantic, but overall, that has been a strong point of the team, going back to the Army and the Minnesota games and stuff. What is it about that defensive line of you and Chuck and Damone Harris and your buddy Justin Brandon next to you, tackle? What have you guys done to create so much better performances in stopping the run?
We're working harder. You know, Days off, you go in the weight room, you know, you see, you know, our young D-line, not even the starters, the younger guys, you go in the film room, you know, you see guys in there, people are taking it more seriously. People are working harder, and I think that goes to show, you know, how we've been playing. What we've done, you know, we're getting the benefits of that, you know, and we're demanding more out of the young guys. You know, we're not letting, you know, half effort, you know, go. We're not letting, you know, we're focusing on the little things, you know, making sure, oh, are you watching film? Even if, you know, you're not a starter, are you watching film? Even if you're not traveling, are you watching film? You know, because this is, it's your habits, you know. And, you know, we really came together, and I think as a D-line, I think we're a lot closer than we were last year. And we're really playing for each other. And I have confidence in, you know, everybody on the D-line that when we go out there that we could really, really make a difference. And it's all about working harder. I mean, we got Shibuzi, who's a young guy, and we've been working with him. And since spring, he has made a complete turnaround. He is so much better than he was in the spring, and that's because we're all helping each other out. We're all working. You know, we're not, you know, letting stuff go. Everyone's helping. You know, JB, even being younger than me, he helps me on stuff all the time, you know. I personally feel like, you know, I'm able to get a better rush on the QB, you know, this year. And, you know, I actually go back and I watch his film on practice. I watch what he does. I watch what he does in the game. You know, I've been trying to mimic that, and that has been helping me a little bit. So we're really kind of taking a piece from each other and, you know, making it our own. And that, I feel like that's what's, you know, helping us get better.
All right. Good luck on Saturday. Good luck in the battle, the family battle with your sister who goes to Kent. Yeah. He is Chris Ford. He is the Bulls senior defensive tackle. We thank him for joining us on UB Football Insider. Back to wrap up the show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. We're back in a moment with UB Football Insider from Learfield.
The UB football team returns to UB Stadium Saturday, October 7th in a matchup versus defending MAC champions Western Michigan University, presented by Town BMW. Kickoff is at 3:30 p.m., but the excitement starts 3 hours earlier right inside Stampede Square with family fun entertainment and a concert by alternative rock band Better Than Ezra. It's the annual homecoming game, so wear your blue and white and come cheer on your Bulls on October 7th. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPointTeam. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, wrapping things up here as we get you ready for this Saturday's game for the Bulls on the road at Kent State to talk a little bit about some of the interesting statistical accomplishments and a little bit on the Mid-American Conference. We welcome in our regular guest, Assistant Athletic Director for Athletic Communications, John Fuller. And you said something very interesting to me, the Bulls on the road at Kent State, and they got a nice little streak of winning there going right now.
Yeah, you know, the Bulls have won five straight games at Dick Stadium. You know, have not lost it at Dick Stadium in Kent State since in 2003. So the last five trips down there have been victorious for the Bulls, and who could forget 2 years ago,
yep.
The late Joe Licata, a little dumb pass to Matt Weiser.
Well, he's not the late Joe Licata. It was a late pass from Joe Licata.
Yes, yeah.
Joe's don't want to panic anybody well, there. Yeah. He's
all well
comfortably
and
running practice at Timon right now.
Exactly right. Sorry, Joe. But no, that late touchdown pass from Joe to Matt Weiser in the final seconds there to give the Bulls an 18-17 win. That was exciting. It always seems like there's been some good games and good performance by the Bulls down at Dick Stadium. So hopefully we can get another one here this Saturday.
Yeah, and another little interesting statistical tidbit among many of them from the game on Saturday was back-to-back 100-yard rushing games from Emmanuel Reed.
Yeah, Emmanuel Reed got its first start on Saturday against Florida Atlantic. He rushed for 107 yards. You know, in his previous outing, we had him on the show last week, and he went and went for 120 yards against Colgate. You know, last year, 2016, we didn't have a back-to-back 100-yard rusher. Even though Jordan Johnson was a 1,000-yard rusher in the season, he didn't do it in back-to-back games. You have to go back to 2015 when Jordan Johnson had back-to-back games in his first two career starts, I think against Ohio and Miami. He went over 150 yards in both of those games. So nice start to Emmanuel Reed's career.
Yeah, so I would assume, you know, last time it's been done 3 weeks in a row, would it have been Anthony Taylor? Do we go back to Brandon Oliver?
Anthony Taylor did it four times in a row, and then if you go back to Brandon Oliver in 2012, he did it seven times, or 13, he did it seven times in a row.
Wow, all right, so Emmanuel's got a little work to do to get to there.
Yeah.
We mentioned it with Coach earlier in the show, it's not often you get to puff your chest out a little bit and say you lead the nation in a category, but that's where the Bulls are at in pass defense right now.
Yeah, you know, it's different. You know, last year the Bulls were very good on pass defense, but I think it was because teams weren't really throwing the ball because they were so successful against the run. This year, the Bulls' run defense is good as well. It's been a very nice job, so I think this is a more legitimate legitimate stat for the Bulls. I think Tatum Slack, to me, has stepped up and has played a really good job. He had three pass breakups last week. And then Brandon Williams on the other side has done a really nice job. Cameron Lewis, obviously, has been a good cornerback. And Devin Russell, one of the other new players, has done a nice job for the Bulls. I think the cornerbacks have done well. The safeties, Ryan Williams had a safety or had an interception last week. And Tim Roberts, I think the secondary for the Bulls has really improved from a year ago. And obviously the run defense has improved well. I know we talked to Chris earlier about that.
Right. Now we're always looking at the MAC schedule. And while the Bulls start MAC play, most of the teams do. There are a couple of interesting non-conference games in the MAC this weekend.
Yeah, Miami on the road at Notre Dame. It'll be a tough test for Miami and Northern Illinois. gets a chance to knock off a big name again.
Already done
they
that already, once,
they knocked
right?
off Nebraska a couple weeks ago. They make a long trip out west to go up against San Diego State. Central Michigan is at Boston College, just like the Bulls were last year. So they'll have a test there. And then Eastern Michigan at Kentucky. Now, Kentucky's a much improved team, but Eastern Michigan, it looks pretty good this year. They were 2-0, and then they lost an overtime game to Ohio last week. But I could see them giving Kentucky a pretty good game. I think Eastern Michigan's a pretty improved team this year.
Yeah, and within the conference, you got a divisional matchup, Akron and Bowling Green, and then a pretty interesting matchup between two Bulls' future opponents, Ball State and Western Michigan.
Yeah, Ball State and Western Michigan, or the Bulls will see Western Michigan. They'll see in a couple weeks. That'll be a good test. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how now that teams are starting to play other teams within the Mid-American Conference, we'll be getting an idea how this is going to shake out and how really good these teams are.
It starts for the Bulls on Saturday. MAC opener against Kent State, 3:30, right here on ESPN 1520. We thank John Fuller for the update. We'll see you next Monday from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill for UB Football Insider.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, New Era Cap, by WGRZ Channel 2, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.